Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is none other than Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are
you? Fuck you. How dare you? How dare you? Welcome to Rhode Island, bitch.
Yeah, snake and a troll. I don't like snakes and trolls. Like, you know what? I love you.
I love you.
He has a pizza chip. Have a pizza chip.
The pizza chip. I can't wait to get to the pizza chip portion of this.
I'm so excited. Really excited about this pizza chip situation. Welcome, everyone, to Watch What Crappens. We are here today to talk Real Housewives of Rhode Island. And we have our beautiful Patreon that you should come join us for. Patreon.com/WatchWhatCrappens. We have bonus episodes, a free newsletter that just went up. We have ad-free listening. It's just like anything you could literally ever want in life. It's all there. All the answers to all your questions in life are just on our Patreon. So come join. Also, if you listen to this in time, we have Crappy Hour tonight. That's at 5:30 on the West Coast. And every Monday, we do Amazon Live. We go on at 1:30. And we talk about cool things that we bought recently that we want to recommend to you. So you should really come listen because we have a lot of fun on there hawking different wares. It's a real delight. That is it. Let's talk about Rhode Island. I love this episode, actually. I haven't been quite at the same level of enthusiasm as a lot of people on Rhode Island have been. That's not a negative. I've been really enjoying it, but like people have been like, oh my God, this show's amazing. But like for me, it's been a little bit more of a slow burn. But I feel like the show is really starting to come together. I'm feeling like the cast is starting to gel nicely. And I was just like cracking up through so much of this. So I was a fan. What did you think?
I think the aunties need the show. The aunties need to be on the show. That's the show for me.
Fantastic.
Every time they're on, I'm like, this is it. This is the show. I like the show. I think it's pretty good. I'm still very confused about what's going on through a lot of it, but I've started to Google and then I've realized I'm confused because they're all in the mafia and that's why they're not able to talk about anything. So
yes,
that made it more fun. I mean, I kind of knew there were mafia rumors, but I didn't realize it was like the cast. The cast it's like Mob Wives. It's like a new Mob Wives, which I kind of like.
Yeah, this is like the first time I've been scared to recap a show because I'm like, if I say the wrong thing about Dino, I could literally get killed.
Well,
like it's like it might happen. If I get murdered, you guys just know. You guys know where to look. Okay.
I've always had a feeling I'm going to get taken out by someone I'm talking shit about on this podcast. And I would much prefer it to be someone like Kyle Richards, you know, like just make someone that crazy that they finally kill you or whatever. So I wouldn't be psyched if it was Dino, but I would figure, I mean, I knew this was coming. Like when I saw that gun being pointed at me, I'd be like, oh God, really? In a Sbarro?
I know.
You know,
I know. God.
Sound going. Like,
I would, you know, if I'm with you, like if I'm going to get murdered by someone that I talk about on one of these shows, I want it to be high profile. I want it to be like a rageful Tamra Judge, you know,
that's
like headlines for a year. But if it's Dino, it'll be like an oddly enough, a local Rhode Island man killed a podcaster. I'm like, oh, I don't want to be in the
I want a bigger
column.
Story. Yeah, totally. I want a much bigger story. So we start with Alicia. She's with her husband, Bill, at
Pizza Baba. And she's like, go to the beach. Somebody gets a pizza, you know. So, you know, I think we should talk about maybe doing like red T-shirts and black T-shirts, you know, right? Because like white gets dirty, right, girls?
And the girls behind the register are like, oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, white gets dirty so easily. You're so smart, Alicia. You deserve half of this business.
Yeah. This was like her Shark Tank moment when they're like, look at her. look at her innovations.
This is what I give to my husband's business. White shirts get dirty.
But that being said, I will always remember, dare I invoke this, I was a big Apprentice fan back in the day. And I remember one time they had a challenge, they did like a hotel challenge, and they had to like redesign chef uniforms. And I remember Ivanka Trump one time as the, you know, judicious consultant to her father was like, why did you decide not to use white as the fabric? Because the reason why we use white for these sort of things is that they bleach really easily. And so you can clean them and get the stains out like a breeze. And I remember at that time thinking that Ivanka Trump is so smart. Like, I can't believe Ivanka thought of that. It's amazing. She is so bright. Meanwhile, there's probably a producer in her ear saying, Ivanka, could you please bring up this point? And telling her what to say. But either way, I've always remembered Ivanka Trump saying that with these sort of things, white is actually the better fabric because you can bleach it and clean it very easily.
And isn't that crazy? And then all these years later, her father is still saying, white is better. White is better. Every second he gets the chance. It's crazy.
Really took it to heart. Really, he really did.
Yeah, I remember those days back when you had like Ivanka posters in your room and stuff.
I loved Ivanka back then.
You loved her.
Before I knew what was going to happen.
That was right when car wrapping came out and you had your Toyota wrapped with like an Ivanka face.
Number one Ivanka fan. But the irony though is that like we've seen plenty of chefs wearing
used to be like, black. Hey, I made some cookies. Ivanka cookie? I'm like, okay. All right. It's getting to be a little bit much, Ben. Reel it in.
It was too much. Too much. Anyway, I'm sorry to evoke Ivanka, but let's be honest. We know where Alicia voted, so she's probably very happy about this. So anyway, she's innovating at the Pizza Mama. And then we go to Rula's house. Rula's putting out a chair in the backyard. She's like, it's really fun watching you guys work. And she's talking to her kids because the kids are like asking for some money. And
you owe me $50 for doing work, mama. You owe me $50.
So,
I was going to say one kid is like, I get 92, 2,000 million and $100. You know, which is considered a real monetary amount on this show, I think. Like, well, what can you do? She deserves $90,002,045. That's a real number.
Bill's like, get this cleaned up. My mistress is coming over later to take a picture by that banister. Get it dusted. We'll talk about this in Crappy Hour, but that shit was crazy. So after the episode last week, it came out that the mistress posted a picture on her Instagram of herself at Rula's house in front of the banister with the same neighbor in back. So it was very obviously her house. Like, she did it on purpose to out herself as the mistress. And then Bill sued her because apparently he had her sign an NDA when he started fucking her. I mean, that is a slime ball. I mean, if your husband is putting that much thought into having an affair, that's crazy. He's like, all right, I'm going to fuck you, Toots, but first sign this NDA. So he's suing her for breaking the NDA on Instagram. Very classy guy. Super classy.
This guy is garbage.
Yeah.
There's no one more appropriate to put their foot in their mouth than a podiatrist. Ba-boom. Give me a Heather DeBro rim shot on that one. There we go.
Let's go to Joellen's house. Joellen is packing because she's going for a work trip. She's like, Gare, I'm going to need help bringing my suitcase down. I'm just trying to think of everything I need because I'm a little nervous about this trip. I love working. I'm going to Chicago. It's my mid-year sales. Honestly, when I'm on my work trips, it's not that relaxing. Like, it's nonstop, back to back. I like working. I could stay at home. You know, chores are not for me. I can go to sleep with dishes in the sink. There, I said it.
Like, okay, it was like a whirlwind Joellen monologue about chores, and we're out of the scene already, and now we go to Liz's house. Liz is wearing some crazy bathing suit top thing or whatever, where it's like, it just was like, comes in and it's like an isthmus of fabric across her stomach.
Liz's fashion is amazing on this show. It's crazy. It's so tacky. It's her. The fashion ones to just laugh at every week are her and Rosie. Rosie looks insane. I don't even know what the fuck she's wearing. But Liz, like in one, she has a snake, and it's not just like a diamond snake. It's like a huge stuffed diamond snake that's like coming off of her shirt and about to eat her face. Then she's wearing one that, like, the flowery dress that she wears looks like one of those things when you get on a roller coaster and you pull down the bars, and it's like, it's like that, but it's all flowers. I mean, they're dressed so crazy on this show. It cracks me up.
Rosie looks like someone who was on a shipwreck and washed up on a remote island, and the locals who saved her, she had to tell them that she was a rhythmic gymnast in order for them not to persecute her. And so then they were so excited that they sewed her outfits for their local rhythmic gymnastics competitions, and she has to just go on with the ruse. Like, that's what I think her fashion style looks like.
And she debuted a new one tonight that was all like different colored glass, like sea glass or something. Like, crazy.
Going off the crazy side of looking. Her arm.
Yes.
It doesn't make it. And the thing is, it's like her vibe is kind of like, ugh, that's stupid. why would you do that? That's stupid. She's stupid. Look at those old people, weird people. That's stupid. So you would think she would look at some of these fashions, be like, that's stupid. Why would I wear that? But instead, I think she sees like a pink feather and is like, I want it. Put it all around.
That's me.
My breast.
That's me. That pink feather. Put it on me. Get it on. Get a glue gun. Get a glue gun over here. So Liz, Dolores is coming to Liz's house and Liz says,
hello, aren't you a sight for sore eyes?
It's like you're a sight for sore eyes. We have the same eyes. They're the same eyes.
Sore.
Yeah. Hey, you want some on Jerry's bananas?
And we see there's this enormous bowl of bananas. Like this looks like a trophy that Donkey Kong would win. And so we see it and Dolores goes, does he eat that many bananas?
He goes, nah, he ordered 6 bananas yesterday to be delivered and that's what came.
So he literally went onto Instacart and hit 6 on the bananas, thinking he would get 6 individual bananas and got 6 bundles of bananas.
When you ask a man to do a woman's job, am I right? Jeez. I asked my guy to help me flip a house once. Not a pebble tile. Not one pebble tile in the whole place.
Hey, let's do a little sage ceremony.
So they're going to do a sage ceremony to sage out the fighting. And at some point in the middle of this, I just want to point out, Liz makes like a little iced coffee thing. Like she clearly poured some like Trader Joe's like iced coffee over some ice in a glass. And she hands it to Dolores. And Dolores goes, this is beautiful. Thank you. I just cracked up. It was like sort of average, like milky looking beverage. This is beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Thank you so much. You're absolutely beautiful. I'll never betray you.
Well, you know, I gotta sage the place because Joe Allen got down my throat here the other night. We've gotta take care of that.
And so we see a flashback to Joe Allen being like, oh, you don't wanna admit it? You don't wanna admit it? And Rula's saying, he's not having an affair, okay? And now we're back. And Dolores is saying, well, you know, she's hanging on a husband with every last thing she has. She loves him. And here comes Joe Ellen over here. Have you met my husband? I don't think you have. Hi. I just felt so bad for her, you know? And then I got a little bit upset.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you get nothing for nothing for me. And if it's over, I don't know why she's white knuckling so much.
And Liz tells us,
Wula is the boss at work. However, I don't know how much she is as a wife, but the constant denial of running away from or from it or pointing the finger somewhere else, it's only going to make it fester more.
So Liz is like, you know, I played the latter part of the night over and over in my head, and I'm disgusted by my reaction, disgusted by myself. I came across as a bitter, drunken witch. That's how I came across. That was a menopause moment. That's what we call a menopause moment.
Yeah. Yeah, a combination of that, and I drank too much. I just lost my shit. Plus all these fucking bananas in my house. How could you even keep a sane mind? You know what I'm saying?
Cut to Liz being like, you fake ass bitch.
You fuck you, Kelsey. Fuck off, Kelsey, all right? You know, because with Kelsey, I felt like she co-signed on a lie to avoid her own issues with this person that she didn't want out. Because I didn't know if it was dating, but it was hooking up. But Kelsey and Dino, for a brief moment, was a romantic relationship. Not what I had. Okay, radically different from what I had. But, like, you know, people made it seem like we had some type of sort of thing. Like, we didn't have that.
And then we see a flashback to this non-torrid affair. And she's like,
I just want to go down to the seawall with Jerry and Dino. That's it. I got to go to the seawall. You're starting this shit with me when I want to go to the seawall.
But I think because of the ongoing, you know,
ongoing, what's this ongoing seawall? It's just a fucking seawall. You can't constantly go to seawall with your husband who only comes around 3 days a year. The guy you spend the rest of your time with, you can't do that no more. Goodbye. So for Kelsey, speaking of the ongoing, you know, it was nothing. And I hate the word ongoing, as you might have noticed, you know. And something that she knew truly affected me. It was triggering to me. It was triggering. That's it.
Here you go. Here's your iced coffee. And I also made a fruit salad. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. You know what? This is almost as good as riding in the same car with someone. My loyalty for life is what you have.
Do Do you still trust Kelsey?
She's like, that might take a minute, Dolores. That might take a minute because you know what? It's not every day you have some bitch come up to you and say, I'm going.
It is one of the most vile words in the English language. I'm going. Okay. Terrible.
I hate the C word.
Cult fitness?
I'm going. I hate it. Horrible word.
It's a C word because you only say it by the sea. Anyway.
You only say it when you're on your way to the seawall.
Well, you know what? Was it handled wrong? Yes. You owe an apology? Yes, you do. And she has to decide about moving on, and you want to move on from this fruit salad. Absolutely delicious, especially with this iced coffee. It's like,
I feel like she owes me one too, though. I feel like she owes me one too.
Liz does this thing when she's pissed. She smiles really broadly. And later on in the episode, she's questioning why people are intimidated by her. It's like, because you have the scariest smile on Bravo. Because the more you smile, the more we see how furious you are at someone. And it's a terrifying thing. When someone is really angry, but they smile at you when they're angry, it's a really, really scary thing.
Yeah, she's got that down for sure.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now we go with Rosie and Alicia at the beach. And they're like, oh, my God, you're so cute. We're going to Miami. Like, what? Why are you so cute?
She's like, oh, my God, we're going to the beach. And I know you only go to your country club. We know, Alicia. She's like, yeah, I didn't dress for the beach because I only go to my country club. I just said that. Yeah, because there's a beach club there. It's amazing. It's a beach club.
It's a beach club.
It's the only place I got.
Ashley's like, guys, this is my favorite beach. It's the only beach in Rhode Island where you cannot hear my husband prepare a coffee for someone. Joyce, we got a cappuccino ready. Damn it.
All right, you guys go first because I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. It's like a beach. I don't know. It's like sand to stairs. It's not like this at the country club. It's not like it. It's different.
Ashley goes, see, I take my kids here because look, no riptide. It's like no undercurrent. I'm like, there's also no charisma. It's like this like dark brown sand and like just it's like going to the lake. It's like a sad lake, but it's in beach form. And they're all just totally unimpressed. It's like also like a public beach that's, you know, full of, you know, normal people. So of course Alicia's like,
oh my God, what? I hope they didn't bring any pizza chips because this is disgusting, all those people over there. Ugh.
These girls, they seem a bit more like a country club bunch. Like they're showing up with their designer bags and stuff. They look like Malibu Barbie and me, Ashley. Like I look like a mom that maybe like tried a little bit today. Wacky new girl to Housewives.
This is your favorite beach? What the fuck? I belong to a beautiful beach club. Please come with me. Carry a chair, a purse, and then snacks. It's like too much to do. I don't know. This is too, I'd rather be a pizza mama.
They go down and set up on the sand, but they set themselves up facing away from the water, which is hilarious.
They probably have to, like, they can't have the camera people like in the water because it's probably a liability with the equipment, but it is hilarious that they're facing away from the beach. And I guess it's also more cinematic to be able to see the ocean.
Yeah. Like they go to the beach and then sit away from the water and Derek, okay, listen, we've already got one Housewives that's primarily focused on scenes taking place in parking lots, and you're not Real Housewives of Salt Lake City level yet. So. Yes.
And Bravo's really trying to push the maritime element of the show, so they're like, we must have that ocean in the background, which honestly, yeah. I don't mind. It is really a very maritime show. Like at Liz's house, you just see the ocean just in the background the entire time. Like this is like a very, there's something like very pleasant about how this show looks. You know, everything's kind of lighthouses and waves and seagulls and mafia. It's just lovely.
But it's all very like cheddar biscuits. Like it's very seafood restaurant. If that makes any sense. Like even this, like,
oh my God, look at us. We're at the beach. This is the most gorgeous beach in town. And it's like a parking lot with a puddle. Like, wow, isn't this amazing?
Let's face it. Real Housewives of Rhode Island is for the seafood lover in you.
Yep. So guess what? Guess what, guys? Guess what? Alicia here. I brought pizza chips. There. I said it, you know, and Ashley's like, I've never even heard of a pizza chip. What is that? Do you make it with the steamer? No. My grandfather, he was the first one to do it here. Like he had a bakery called Superior Bakery because it was pretty good. And you know what? Like pizza chips are like, it's red sauce. It's not actual cheese. It's not like regular pizza, but it's lighter. You know, it's lighter. People like bring it to the beach. I love pizza chips.
I love Alicia. Her distinguishing feature is that there's no cheese. She's like, yeah, the pizza chips, it's just red. There's no cheese. There's no cheese on this pizza. It's red sauce. I'm like, you don't have to tell me like, oh, but there's no cheese. You have to tell me, oh, but it's not a chip. Cause it's like a big, like round of bread. It looks like a, I don't remember, but it's like a
super thick pita.
Like a bialy. Like a pita or a bialy that's covered with like a tomato sauce that's been cooked down. So it almost looks like a tomato paste. I don't understand why they're called chips.
That shit looks nasty. And but they're not chips and they're not pizza. They're neither of those.
I agree.
Why are you calling them pizza chips?
I want one so badly because I stopped the show and then spent 15 minutes online looking at pizza chips. They can also be called pizza strips. They can also be called pizza strips if they have sort of a long shape. And everyone online is like, oh my God, these are so good. The ratio of how they look to how they taste is like there's the farthest gap than any other food. Like they look so stupid and they taste so good. So now I desperately want a pizza chip. And also I'm like sad that we never had a Top Chef Rhode Island because you know, there would have been like a Padma challenge. Like, chefs, since we're here in Rhode Island, please welcome my dear friend, the president of Rhode Island to talk about a local delicacy called the pizza chip. Now, one thing you may not know about these, yes, the residents do like to eat them, but they're also great for throwing at Gail's face. Let's all do it together.
In Los Angeles, pizza chips, thin, crispy, oven-baked dough topped with marinara and mozzarella. Okay, you've already got it wrong, Google. So, whatever. So Alicia's like, in the summer, go to the beach as a kid. You have cheese in the sun. It's sitting there. You know what I mean? You just don't. You don't want cheese sitting in the sun. No one wants melted cheese on a pizza. Like, no one wants that.
The cheese just sitting there.
I mean, if you bring pizza to the beach, I mean, I just feel like the pizza won't last long enough to be crappy in the sun, right? I would just eat all the
people
pizza.
Would eat it. But you know what will last? Pizza chips. Guaranteed.
Pizza chips.
So Ashley's like, I mean, they think it's great, but I'm like, where's the cheese on my pizza? You know, because like, who wants a pizza without cheese?
It's like a household without a personality, Ashley. So Rosie is like, you guys, Rosie says this sentence that like you can barely understand because of her accent and maybe she has a pizza chip in her mouth. She's like, you guys, I want to invite you all, you, me and Ashley, we're going real explorers. I was like, what'd she say? Real explorers. What? Real explorers. But they all understood what she meant. They're like, oh, so cute. Yeah. And then we
rail see exploders.
It's called Rail Explorers.
Yeah, we're going to do that. And then we're going to have a bonfire. And we're going to do everything, you guys. Explore rails. Go on a bonfire. Don't worry. We're going to go from one public park to another public park, basically, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
For this episode.
Rail Explorers is also what Jax Taylor used to call his group of friends. So... Rosie is like, I love rail explorers. I'm kind of obsessed with it. I think it's such a fun activity. Also, the views are amazing and it's so beautiful. I don't know. Oceanscape? Seascape, but that's okay. Well, like whatever you call it, but I think everybody will have fun doing something active. Like maybe we won't fight each other, you know, it'll be great.
All right. We said rail explorers 5 times. Is that how many times we had to say it? Okay, let's talk now. Did you have a pizza chip? Okay, let's talk about the party. Like, I've been waiting. Waiting.
My God, talk. I know. Hi, Ashley here. I need some clarification. Why is Rula mad at Joellen?
Well, Rula feels like she's getting involved in her marriage.
Wait, what were you going to say? Ashley, pay attention to your own show. How do you not know why Rula is mad at Joellen?
It's like the biggest reason ever. Everybody knows, okay? Ashley's like, these women are so crazy. I don't even know what their Instagram handles are.
Yeah. I think Ashley's really trying to be the voice of the people. Like, aren't these people crazy? But instead, she's just coming off like a twit. So Rosie is like, well, Rula feels like she's getting involved in her marriage. It's like, you know, I never knew this until recently. You know what? Rula,
met Brian while he was married to my Spanish teacher. I'm like, what? It's like, yeah.
This is so funny. I love Alicia. No one can make me hate her.
Willa met Brian while he was married to my Spanish teacher.
So he's a cheater, basically. Yeah. But he doesn't look like a cheetah. Let's be honest. I'm like,
he literally looks like a cheater. You look at him and you say, that man is cheating on his wife.
Yeah, he doesn't look like a cheater. He's just so hot. Only ugly people cheat. Oh, Ashley,
no,
you are
she
in.
Says, no,
you,
he's not very hot.
Okay. That makes more sense. I was going to say, you're in for a surprise. Your husband, who's at his coffee bar Audrey's at midnight, checking the ice machine. So Alicia says, well, I don't know if it's true, but like Rilla's husband cheated on his first wife, my Spanish teacher, with Rula. I hope that's true. That's not true. Because like, I really did love my Spanish teacher.
Alicia's like all excited to go to her high school reunion and like reunite with her Spanish teacher. And she's like, I don't know if I can do that anymore. So Rosie, I just feel so bad for her. So Rosie says, okay, enough about Rula and her weirdo husband. Me and Alicia have been dying to know what happened on Saturday. So Ashley's like, is Liz not here for a reason? And Rosie goes, yeah, I've been waiting for this all day. Cause I didn't want to attack you with it, but like, I'm about to climax, by the way. It's me, Alicia, talking. I'm about to climax. I need to know what happened. Come on. Tell me what happened.
So Kelsey says, you know, I just said, how you doing? And she says, I want a moment with Dino and my husband. And I said, I didn't want that because of Dino's ongoing. And before I even stopped, she fucking booked it, you know? And she said, ongoing, ongoing, nothing ongoing, seawall, seawall, ongoing. And then she ran upstairs. So I followed her. Cause what else do you do? What I meant by ongoing was that there's rumors about them having an affair, and I thought she should distance herself from him because people are talking about her spreading lies and things that aren't necessarily true. So, geez, sorry.
Do you think on some level, Kelsey was also saying, he's like a connected guy and you're on TV now and maybe you shouldn't be seen with
it
him?
It sounds like what Kelsey says to her later when they have the conversation is, I was with this guy. I did have an affair with this guy and he was abusive and he's a fucking killer in the mafia. So watch out is what it sounded like she's saying later. And Liz is like, okay, well, you're allowed to have your experiences and I'm allowed to have my experiences. And that's just that. like, are you not hearing smile. Me?
Yeah. So Rosie's like, what was she saying upstairs? What was she saying? And Kelsey goes, oh, you know, she was saying, fuck you. You're fake. What did she say? It's like, yeah, she probably said it 86 million times. I mean, in my brain, I'm like, God, what did I just like dead myself with the rest of my relationship with Liz? So Kelsey's like, I mean, you just don't want to be under her wrath.
Yeah, but you know what? She's been like that her whole life, though. Like, the people that we hung out with and grew up with, they were, like, regular, happy-go-lucky. You know, like, we're for the same cut, you know? Like, we for the same type of cloth. Does that make sense? Like, how do we say it?
You're cut from the same cloth?
Yeah. We're cut from the same cloth. You know, like, I come off softer, happier, you know? Like, but, you know, get me behind a wheel and walk in front of my car, you know? But we all do have, like, we do walk on eggshells around her. It's true. Me including. Because, you know why? Because she's no bullshit. You know, I even get scared of her. And I don't get scared of anybody, you know, except, you know, people at crosswalks. Because they'll sue you.
I don't like doing that. No bridges for me. I will not. I couldn't even watch the bridges of Madison County. I was like, what if there's women there? I don't want to run over someone else in the movies.
So then we go to Joellen's house, but Joellen is not there. Jen, her sister, is there doing laundry for Gary because he's not able to fold clothing. And
she's been gone one day and he already has a full. I mean, I guess they have kids and stuff, but still. And this sister is fucking your husband, by the way. She's like, oh, hi. Just here taking care of your kids and doing your husband's laundry. Hope you're having fun on your work trip, loser.
Yeah. And so they have like this whole banter, you know, and Joellen's like, I really appreciate that Jen comes over when I'm out of town to help out with my kids. And she's like, Gary found a pair of your underwear, Ted Baker.
How'd they smell?
They tasted great. Oh, God. She perpetuates this fun little game of flirting with my husband, but I don't take offense. I mean, I know there's nothing going on. She loves Gary so much as a brother, as a friend. They've never had sex. Like maybe he touched her boobs in high school. You know, keep it in the family kind of thing.
Yeah, because he dated her first. So,
yeah,
I think she's already tasted this guy.
Yeah. So Gary's like, yeah, it's super nice that you came to help out when she's not here, though, because like that takes a huge load off my shoulders of doing the nothing that I do.
So sorry, did like, I say yeah. shoulders? I meant nuts.
Hey. So she's
like, oh my God, don't we have a happy marriage? And the sister's like, I'm fucking your husband. Yeah, and, go ahead.
I'm about to say, we see like a flashback of them in a sauna. And Jen's like, if I'm going to be 45 years old and I don't have kids yet, I'm just going to use Gary's. And then he like winks at her.
She's like, yeah, you're not using my husband's sperm for kids. Okay. She's like, can Gary give me sperm? I said, he's not giving you a sperm. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
Okay, maybe a few sperms. You know, she can have a few sperms. But you know what? She's not going to be the one to jerk him off to get the sperms out of him. I mean, she could put a finger in. She could put a finger in. I'll do the rest. That's it. That's all she gets.
Finger. So, yeah, she calls and they have this nice scene of like, oh my God, it's the kids. And Joellen goes, wow, she's really helping out a lot around there, huh? And goes, yeah, laundry, cleaning, cooking, bowl emptying. What didn't I do? What didn't I do? Am I right, Gare?
My relationship with Jen, as we were growing up, like we were like not close. We would fight a lot. And then she would like lock me in the house in a towel. And then Jen and I got close right after my father passed away. And it was like 2010. And then like after then, she would like let me back in the house with a towel. And like we became friends. So like I'm thankful and I'm appreciative of her. And I finally like understand what a best friend a sister is, you know, because as a best friend, it's my favorite thing to do is to dangle the man that got away from her in front of her face, knowing that she can never have him again. So anyway, we're really close now.
Okay, well, I'd love you, sister. Have a safe flight. I'm fucking your husband. Okay, you're hilarious. You're hilarious. Okay, put your top back on. Put your top. Okay, call me back. Call me back.
Bye. So now we go to Alicia's, and she's fixing pool furniture. She's like, oh, God, this is dirty, and that's disgusting over there. Oh, God, that's awful. That's disgusting. And then in come the aunties, Sandra first, and she's like, Alicia, we're here. Where is she? Where's that Alicia? And then in comes Sharon. Oh, God. I hope you guys are hungry because there's lots of food. You thought you had a lot of pizza chips before. Guess what? Got a stack of them. This one's got marinara on it. That one. Oh, wait, but this batch here? This also has got marinara. What about your batch over there?
Mine got marinara on them.
Hey, you got a straw. I want to drink some marinara. All right?
And Alicia's like, wow, you know, spending time with my family is like, you know, there's like so much going on. You can't. It's like overwhelming. My grandpa, my grandfather, he opened up Superior Bakery. It was great. Everybody loved it. We know Alicia, for fuck's sake. Is this all Alicia says? She said this 30 times.
Superior Bakery.
Yeah, it was good. And then he had some pizza restaurants. He was well known all over Rhode Island. My aunts, they like work with my grandfather. They make the dough behind the, you know, everyone in Cranston would make fun of the Cicerone girls because they weren't really good at working. But, you know, my grandfather was always stressed out yelling at him, but he was just dishing out that money. I love that all these aunts were like dough makers. They could never do it right. I know.
Hey, Ma, you going to go swim in? She's like, oh, no, Alicia, we're too old for that. I mean, Bill would end up vomiting, okay? So then Billy comes in, he's like, hey, everyone. Oh, wow. This is like food for like 75 people. You girls are all on diets and never even eat. She's like, yeah, that's true. So then Liz comes over and I was like, Liz, she's like the norm of this family.
Liz. Alicia's family. I love them. They're fun to be around. You know, they are riot. My sister and Alicia's mom, they're best friends. And when we first met, I was like 6 or 8 years old. I don't know. But like, oh, good. I like them. I'm so happy. I love it here.
You know what? I love being here with you ladies because it's always so happy. Yeah, yesterday I had a colonoscopy. Ma, TMI.
I almost didn't make it today. Imagine yourself with a fist the size of Gibraltar going up your hoot.
Alicia's mom and her sisters, they're blunt. They'll tell you anything. Once you meet them, you never forget them.
So then Rula shows up and she's like, hello, hello, everyone. It's Rula. My family's actually known Billy's daily. His family for like, I don't know, I'd say 30 years. We've patronized, I think that's the right word, his restaurants. And then his family's used a jewelry store. It's all very interconnected. Isn't that a great story?
We're patrons. They're patrons. That's how we all connect. So now Ashley comes over and hugs everyone. She's like, I've never been with the ladies in the group environment without Rosie, so I don't have my emotional support animal, but I've heard so much about these ladies. I'm sure it's going to be great.
And my esthetician does Anita and her mom and like they're like the, her aunts, like they all go to my esthetician. So I guess I'm sort of connected too. I guess I'm part of the family, right? I mean, they all go in together because one of them doesn't drive. Oh, it's just like Alicia.
This is like my big fat Greek wedding, but you guys are Italian. No, she didn't just call us Greek. You know what? Should we forgive her for that one? Fuck.
All right. Don't give her a pizza chip. Okay, she doesn't deserve it. This recipe comes from Superior Bakery. Oh yeah, did you guys know that like we had Superior Bakery?
Yeah, my grandfather had Superior Bakery. Everybody in Rhode Island knows him. Everybody loves him. And Ashley's like, yeah, you know, like in Bill, you know, like everyone wants them to get married. And she's like, yeah, Rudolph says, I like Billy so much. And Liz is like, yeah, as much as I love him, I want to be like, what do you do it? Like, make it right, Bill. And so we see a flashback to Alicia saying, I went to the lawyers and they said, you know what? He's not leaving you with any money, not a penny, nothing. You know, he wouldn't even put my name on the house.
So they're all shocked that about this. Ashley's just like, why he won't like put your name on the house. She's like, this is jointly yours. I mean, like absolutely no negotiation there. Like this is where you raise your daughter together. This is where you make caramel macchiatos. This is where you fix ice machines. This is where you tell Joyce that her cappuccino is ready.
Like, this is pretty crazy. Saying,
Ashley, this is crazy. How do you not like, how do you, like, if she says she wants to have her name on that house, her name should be on that house. You guys are in a committed relationship and you're raising your child there.
Yeah, and I don't know what the laws are there, like with common law, marriage and stuff like that. But I would suggest she leaves him now, divorces him, or she can't divorce him, but leave him, sue him for half of everything, child support and all of that stuff. Because the prenup is even worse, because then you're signing everything away. Where at this point, I think she would have a claim, because it doesn't matter if they're married. It's like she helps him with the business, they have a kid together. Whatever. But I think she doesn't want to get married because she's not signing that prenup that's agreeing to get nothing. That's crazy.
So Anita's like, obviously. I used to tell her, you got to go to a lawyer. I was like, not only that, pizza mama. I mean, that's her. Come on. She's the pizza mama here. Sharon's like, yeah, but no one's going to put a name on a business that if he's not married to you.
Well, yeah, but then why would I marry him? He's not going to put my name in a business or the house in my name. And he's not going to give me anything. Sharon, this is like old school advice that's was really bugging me to hear. Like, well, you know, men cheat. That's what men do. Like, why is he going to marry? He's not going to put, you got to marry him if you want. Accept nothing to get a little.
You know, I've always been a runaway bride. I was always in long-term relationships, just about to get engaged. Like, let's look at those rings. Then right before that, I go, you know what? I don't think this is my forever. Okay, I don't want to be some Spanish teacher that gets cheated on. You know, I would break up with them. And so with Billy, I got the ring and I'm finally engaged. And now I'm like still hesitant on getting married because it's like, I think I need more for him. I need him to work at Superior Bakery like my grandfather did. I need to feel more of a commitment before I make my commitment.
And Rula's like, you have to make sure you look out for yourself. I'm not a licensed attorney, but I don't have any charisma. And my financial planning, I understand all this stuff. I get it. Do you understand? Is my face moving at all? Is it at all? Are my eyes blinking right now? I feel like I'm blinking.
I like when she goes, I'm not a licensed attorney, but I work with many. It's like, I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Well, I'm glad she's here to tell you this stuff, honey.
Yeah, because otherwise the law will dictate. And I don't know many dictators, but I've heard of many. And I'm all about trust. Okay, I'm all about trust. So Anita says, are you happily married? She goes, I am. But you know, it's never perfect.
That makes me so mad when you talk like that. It makes me so mad.
Yeah, but we all get past any bumps, you know, unless there's actual bumps, you know, where.
Yeah. But like, of course we do. Yeah, we get past bumps, honey. Yeah, all of us get past bumps. They're going to cheat on you. That's right. That's all guys do is cheat on you. What are you going to do? You're going to grin some bears it. That's what you do, honey.
You know what, though? Sometimes you can't get past bumps because I had a relationship for many years with my husband. And then I found out
that he wanted.
What?
He wanted.
What did he want?
He wanted.
What did he want? What it was this, like? What a motorboat?
No, he wanted.
Oh, wanted.
Yeah, he wanted. And so he laughed. And Rilla's like, there was an indiscretion. You're in a healthy, loving relationship. Something happens out of the blue. I don't want to cry. I'm crying right now, right? Is my face moving at all?
Don't cry, honey. It's all right if you do. We've all cried. We're not here to judge you. Not at all. Cry. Cry. We've all been there.
I'm just having a hard time getting over a lot of the lying and the twisting. Look at me. Look how angry I am. Sorry for yelling so much. Like, okay, let me tell you something, Rula. It's hard to trust again. And this girl is going to be looking over her shoulder. Where is he? He didn't show up for dinner or he had to go away on a business trip. I'm telling you, do you want to live like that for the rest of your life? You may know a lot of licensed attorneys, but do you know licensed attorneys that aren't looking over their shoulder every single day, wondering what's my man doing? What's going on with my man? Do you want to live with that?
And let me tell you, honey, I did live like that for a while. Mine had affairs with a lot of women. A lot of women.
And Rula's like, I'm listening, but I don't necessarily want to hear all of this. That's why I'm blinking so rapidly. Am I blinking? This is a lot about Brian that people don't know. They haven't seen. He's very loving. He's a great provider. You know, we also have children. He looks like Hellboy. And the one thing that sticks with me, though, do you want to spend the rest of your life looking over your shoulder? That hits me. That's what hit me. Because it's very difficult to look behind me. Without a backup camera, I would be nothing.
For years, I just crashed into garbage cans and walls. Just like, you know what? I have a feeling you're going to work really hard. And I just hope and pray that you somehow hurt him.
Find a way to hurt that man.
Get that fucking man back. Yeah, get right up his ass. Just hurt him real hard.
I'll tell you the truth. I'm going to pray that you get him back. That's what I'm praying, honey. That's what I'm praying.
I want you to get him back with the backside of your hand. Just smack him across the face a few times. I love this. I love that. You know what? You're right. Like, some of the advice is very old school in a way that I'm like, we've moved past this outlook. What I loved was like this group of older women sort of coming in with the sort of motherly advice of like, we got you, you know, like we've all been through it. We'll help you through it, Rula, you know?
Yeah. It's like that turns into like fucking murder him, you know?
I've been through it. Mine cheated on me left and right. And he always wondered what happened to his brake fluid.
So, yeah, I've always been wondering what happened to my brake fluid, too.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then we go to a petting zoo or something, and Ashley's there with Rosie. And there are just this scene was cracking me up because this scene is basically Rosie like, yeah, you know, like he really wants kids. I don't really want kids, but he really does. And there are kids crawling all over Ashley, sticking their fingers up her nose. She's got one over here, one over there. They're crawling all over. She's just trying to ignore her. She's like, no, kids are great. You're going to love kids. And if you don't have kids, you're going to wonder, why don't I have kids? I mean, look at me. Isn't this great? Anybody heard from dad? Anybody? Nobody? Okay. You know what? Could you call him from your phone? He'll probably answer if one of the kids calls. We're so in love.
We're so happy. Look, just put in a takeout order for a macchiato. He usually responds to that. Thank you. Yeah, it was hilarious because Rosie was just talking about like, yeah, like, are we going to have kids? I don't really want to have kids because my mom wanted to have like, you know, my mom wants me to have kids, but I don't want to have kids and da, 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 I don't want to be controlling. Da, da. And the entire time, Ashley is really trying to say, at one point she says, oh, yeah. You know, I become my mom where I'm like, oh, have a kid. You never know. You're going to love it. You don't want to wait too long because then you're going to regret it in like 5 years. So just have the kids now. Don't worry about it. There is nothing about this scene that is serving as a good advertisement for having children.
None of this is a lure. Okay. None of this. And then Rosie at one point goes, hey, little guy, what does a chicken sound make? Do you know? And bawk, bawk. Wait, is that what they sound like? I think that's a duck. No, she's like, quack, quack. No, that's a quack, quack. That ducks are quack, quack. She goes, oh, yeah, I have no idea. You know, I haven't been playing with kids' toys. I don't know. She goes, yeah, she's definitely not ready to be a mom. I'm kidding. Oh, God. Okay, yeah, you punched me in the eye. It's okay. We're having fun, right?
And Rosie is trying so hard to, like, have this monologue and express, like, this you know, situation between her and her man, and the kid just like takes Ash's earring out and throws it, and Rose is like, I will go get that. And she like does not even break from her monologue, which I'm impressed, because normally it's like, okay, I'm not going to bother talking about anything in my life because we're just going to pick up stuff that the kid is throwing down, because, you know, toddlers love to take things and throw them on the ground. I don't know what joy they get from that. I don't know what the sensory element of that. Maybe it's a sense of control. Whatever,
I still do.
I do not understand. Yeah, they just love it. They love it. Great. Take it, throw it.
Yeah, I still do it all the time.
But Rosie's big thing that she sort of drills down to is that she has a lot of issues with her mom, and she felt like her mom was very controlling and critical. And she basically is like, I don't want to do that to my child. And I kind of want to break the pattern. And she sort of ends the scene saying like, I don't want to mess anyone up. And I just wanted to let her know that the truth is, no matter what, like, all parents are going to mess up their children, even the best parents. So don't worry about it. Right.
Well, and then like, the ones that you meet who are like, oh my God, I had the best childhood. Nothing bad ever happened to me. It was great. They're not, you know, it's not always the best either. So boring. Like some of us, yes, you know, the pain is sometimes necessary. But Rosie, you know, she is saying all this about the trauma of having a mom who didn't want her and stuff like that. But she also just doesn't want to have kids. She's like, we were trying when we first started dating, like I would just not stop taking my pill. And then I would like try. She's like, I know that's fucked up, but I did kind of want a kid. And then I just realized, no, I really don't. I just don't want one. So I think that's a rough age where everybody's like, okay, if you don't do it now, this is it. And you have to make that ultimate decision. I mean, if you don't want a kid, don't have a fucking kid. Yeah. I do suggest having nieces though, that you can guilt into taking care of you when you're old.
It fucking sucks though. Like I think it sucks so much that all this pressure gets put on women. And it also, like, when we just watched Quad on Married to Medicine, who for years didn't want to have a kid and then decided that she wanted to have a kid, and it looks like it may be too late for her to carry a kid, and then the torture that she feels. So I never want to be like, well, you don't want to like be down. You don't want to like find yourself at age 41, 42, and suddenly it's like much harder. So like I want people, if you don't want to have a kid, you should like, no one should make you feel bad for that decision. And I just think it's such a fucking mind fuck. And I think it's so unfair that this, like, this is
I remember that, a few years ago, I was telling my mom, do you think there's something in the food supply? Because like all of my friends are having trouble having babies. And she says, Ronnie, you're in your 40s. Like just the things you don't think about as a guy. But I can imagine, it's got to be rough for women. Because even as a gay guy, people are always like, Ronnie, why aren't you a dad? You're so good with kids. Don't you want to be a dad? You can adopt kids. You can even use a surrogate. You can do it. Aren't you going to have a kid? Blah, 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 blah. There's a lot of pressure on me. I don't even have a boyfriend ever. So.
Yeah, Dom and I get it a lot. People are like, you guys want to have kids someday? I'm like, no, I'd like to have brunch. But Dom,
I just always say, because I love having a house cleaner, but I don't like live in house cleaners. I just want someone to leave.
I want to be able to like do things. Yeah. But I think that child, despite the fact that I'm on the record about how much kids drive me nuts, I am very, paradoxical in that I actually think that raising a child and like all of that, I think is actually so wonderful and so amazing. And like, I just think like it's a great thing, but it's just not something I want to do. You know what? Like, I think probably like being a marathon runner and like completing a marathon is probably a wonderful feeling. I'm never going to do it. Never going to touch it. Never going to go near it. I won't even watch it on TV, honestly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I look at accountants. I'm like, you guys are working so fucking hard right now. You're doing such a good job. I don't want to do that. Like, I can respect you without wanting to have your life, you know?
Yeah.
So Rosie is going through all of that. And Ashley's like, well, I'm supportive of whatever decisions you're making. And I really hope this isn't an issue in the long run. You know what I mean? God, hold on. Let me call Jared for some. Jared, you there? You still love me, right? Darren, it's up now. Click. Okay, yeah, we're doing great. We're doing great.
So then we go to Liz and her boat. The boat's called the Gypsy, spelled G-Y-P-S-E-A, which feels cringy because I think that that's no longer a phrase we're supposed to be saying. And it's crazy that it's like emblazoned on a boat. But you know what? Hey, I guess this is what they're doing. And so Liz is she's calling Jerry because they sold the boat and she's getting everything off the boat. So Liz is
miraculously overnight he sold the boat.
I'll bet he did. After his little the mob connected guy selling his boat after being gone 3 weeks out of a month on his boat. I'm sure it has nothing to do with drugs. It's like the police called. They're coming for the boat. We sold it. Good luck, suckers.
Jerry overnight sold the boat, miraculously. I think Jerry decided to sell the gypsy because he's had enough and he's had his fill of sport fishing. And I love that he's home permanently now. God, we're going to go down that seawall every single day. Wow, maybe Dina will come, but especially with a new baby on the way. Let's be honest, what's he really going to do? You think he's going to change a diaper? Ha! When Jerry started sport fishing, it took him away 3 weeks, maybe come home 3 days and go back another 3 weeks, you know? You know, when they say there's other fish in the sea, I guess there really were a lot. Because it wasn't uncommon for him to be actually called Dino and be like, hey, look, take a look, keep an eye on her, you know? Look at her. So, yeah, he was involved in the whole thing, too. And that looked a lot like a thing that it wasn't.
Well, Liz asked me to help her out to clean her boat. Kelsey comes and she says, I'm nervous walking into this because I don't know where her thought process is. You know, what do I do? So she comes in and they're like, you look pretty. You look pretty. You look pretty. You look pretty.
Well, okay. Listen, I'm just going to put my shit out there. This is how I feel, Kelsey. I'm not proud of my reaction. What you said to me, I feel like people ongoing. All right. I do not like curse words. And, you know, it triggered me. You know, because you of all people, though, there's nothing going on anything. All right. No ongoing nothing. And that's why it was like a gut punch. Like you go sign the narrative to make me feel bad, you know?
Well, I think when I said it, it's because like I had a different experience with Dino and my instinct was like to, you know, try and get you to withdraw because my experience wasn't really very good with him. And it's this does not sound good. And then she tells us she had a weak moment 10 years ago, hooked up with
when
Dino.
She was 20.
Mm-hmm. She and her boyfriend weren't exclusively dating. Kelsey just cheats on everybody, by the way, we're learning now. And
by the way, when she said me and my boyfriend weren't exclusively dating, I hate to break it to you. You're still not exclusively
that's
dating.
That's what I mean. She's never, yeah, she's just always got something. And so she says she wasn't getting attention, so she started dating Dino, and Dino filled the void, and she was weak and vulnerable and unhappy. And then she tried to distance herself, but the more she hated him and said, get out of my life, it's like he loved that. And then he's like, oh, now you want me out? Okay, well, I'm going to show up more. So he was stalking you, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's really scary, especially because he's like a connected guy, allegedly. That's yeah. Like, this is like a very, she gave a very nice spin to what really sounds like a very scary situation. You know, I think that she's like, yeah, I'm not gonna.
You're 20 years old. This guy, this older man comes with all this money. And then the minute you tell him no, he gets obsessed with you and won't leave you alone. Yeah. Sounds pretty scary.
That's terrifying. Terrifying.
Yeah.
But you know what? Dino seems like a great guy, a really great guy. And yeah, so wonderful. We love Dino. He is a hero and please don't murder us. Thank you. So Kelsey is like, I appreciate his friendship to you and how he took care of you, but I didn't have that same experience. I have like PTSD over it. And Liz is like,
yeah, I get that, babe. We had the vastly different experiences and I know you want nothing to do with that. I understand it, but you said the word ongoing. So like, unfortunately, everything that you experience gets thrown out the window, okay? Because I'm going. God, I don't want to say the O word again. Oh, God. I'm going. Oh, I get it. I'm wooden up on my little sis. Now, will you help people with the rest of my shit stuff to this fucking boat so we can all move on? I want to get to the seawall with Dino.
So, now everyone's going to arrive at a parking lot to get on to travel to this rail explorer place. So they're all at this parking lot And I don't know why they all like show up and Rosie opens all their doors. She's like, hi, welcome to the parking lot. We're here. You made it. We're in the parking lot. So they're all arriving and Rosie is like, so in the famous words of Elle Woods, working out gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy and happy people don't kill their husbands. So maybe if we just cycle a little bit, we can just have a great day and nobody wants to kill each other.
Basically Joellen's away from work and is away for work and Rula is super excited. She's like, look at me. I'm thrilled. Joellen's out of town. Woo. Am I blinking? I'm ready to pop champagne right there. Pop bottles, tequila. Let's fucking go.
Rula is attempting to do fun Rula today. It's not fun at all.
It's not fun. Like,
look at me. I'm bougie. I'm drinking. So they're drinking hard ciders and they're in a car and Kelsey goes, I opened one of these with my teeth before. And so she puts it in her teeth and everyone, including me, starts cringing like, don't do that. Don't do that.
Hideous.
Teeth only go one direction and that's downhill. Don't do that.
When they're made out of a toilet lid. So good for her. So they get on these like little train cars and basically you pedal the train cars. So they're split up into these cars.
That's so fun. I want to do it.
Yeah. And Kelsey says, I packed so many snacks today before I came here. I ate the leftover McDonald's cheeseburgers I put in the trash, you guys.
They're like, oh, okay. And then Ashley's like, okay, she's like, we could be friends. That is something I would totally do. Except I don't eat leftovers from the trash. I just get my husband from there. So Rosie goes, well, I feel like everything I eat makes me feel like bloated and I feel sick. So like, why not eat Taco Bell like all I want?
Is that because of the Ozempic? She's like, no, I've always been like that. You know? Yeah. Like I had colitis. That's why I had to quit because I had to wear diapers to work. And they're like, oh my God, she was literally bleeding from her butthole, you guys.
Yeah. So then I took medical leave and then I was on medical leave and I'm like, this is amazing. Why would I ever go back to work? So then Kelsey tells us, yeah, right. She left on medical leave. No, me and the entire state of Rhode Island knows that she got fired for having an affair with one of the higher ups. Wait, what? And is this a different affair than the rumor about the coach from Providence College? Wow, how many affairs can be had by one cat?
This is so fucking funny. So Kelsey's like, yes, I love that Rosie is like, oh, I don't want people to be talking about the affair, so I'm going to get them talking about my bleeding asshole.
My insane colitis. Because and then my colitis magically cleared up and I was like, all right, I'm never going back to work. I'm like, you're working right now, sweetheart.
Oh, so Liz is saying, okay, the other night at the party, I got mental. All right, I got mental. Yeah, you did. But it was your party. You're allowed to get mental. You know, it's my party and I'll fucking go through psychosis if I want to. You know,
the cuckoo clock came out. It was the cuckoo clock. He came out of me.
Yeah, but you know what? I appreciate that. You know, this is Dolores. I'm here, everyone. So Alicia goes, yeah, she said you apologize. She's like, oh, did she say that? It's like, yeah, she said that. She's like, yeah, well, she apologized to me too. And, you know, but she probably didn't tell you that part, huh? That she apologized to me, huh? Alicia goes, yeah, well. So then they finally get to this place. And
I already put them on the bike things. Sorry, everybody. Oh. Everyone's totally confused now.
Yeah, I didn't realize we were. I also thought they were on the bikes, but we were actually in the cars. People are going to be like, you guys didn't even watch the show. We did watch it. We just sometimes it's hard to tell different forms of transportation.
They went to a car to get to another car to get to a rail car. Okay. We left out a
spin. Yeah. Yeah. It's like literally like multiple vehicles throughout the whole rest of the show.
Rula is wacky Rula. So she pours drinks for people in the back of her little rail car thing. And Alicia makes some jokes. She's like, I've never done this railroad thing. Like, I don't do big classes. I don't ride a bike, you know, but I do Jane Fonda. That's what I do. I do Jane Fonda. I still love her.
Jane Fonda.
Her work is on YouTube. I love Jane her so Fonda. Much.
I love Jane Fonda. But I love her obviously pluralizing Jane, or it's either that she's pluralizing Jane or she's making Fonda a possession of Jane.
Yeah.
But, I love either version of that, but I also love her dedication to this long lost fitness fad. It's like, you know what I love doing? I love doing fitness from 40 years ago. Oh, it's so good.
It's actually really good. Whenever I'm working out, which has been a long time, but whenever I'm working out, I used to like to do 8-minute abs, which you can find on YouTube. And that's from like the 80s too. And it's really grainy. It's like a little tiny square on the thing.
The person who invented 8-minute abs, something just happened with them.
Oh God.
It's a thing. Maybe they died. I don't know. Either I'm sorry. It was just in the news. I could swear it was just in the news. Okay. They're just doing these things. They're on this, like, they're going down the track, and Rosie is talking to Liz. They're in the same little cart thing. And Rosie's like, so how do you feel about Ashley? And Liz is like, oh, you're so direct. She's like, I know, I can't even help it. You know what? You know, what do I know of her? She's, you know, my very first experience, 4th of July. It wasn't a great one. Okay, like she didn't even look at me. And we see the 4th of July that Ashley barely said hi to Liz. So Rosie says, honestly, Liz, you can be like really scary. Like, I don't think you realize how scary you are. Like, you're so successful. You're beautiful. You have all these nice things about you.
But those aren't scary things that you're listing there. Those aren't scary things.
But all of them together could be scary.
But by the way, when she says, those aren't scary things, she says that in the scariest way you could say that.
Yeah,
those aren't scary things, Riley. You know, maybe I do come across as scary, but I know where my heart resides. I would give you the shirt off my back. But I do find often when I come around the corner, people do jump. So maybe I am a little scary.
My God, I jump every time you come on the TV, girl.
I know. Seriously. So they get to the end of this like track, and Dolores is like, that was very fun. Thank you. It was almost as fun as that fruit salad you made me.
So now they go to like another little public park area where they sit on Adirondack chairs around a fire pit with real wood, which means that there's tons of smoke blowing, and the wind starts blowing and just starts blowing all the smoke into Rosie's face. And she just sits there. She doesn't move.
She just wipes it off. Like, literally, she looks like she's crying, but she's sobbing. Smoke out of her eyes.
She's literally crying because there's so much smoke, and she doesn't move. Like, move.
Nope.
Do I have to come over there and move your chair? What are you doing?
And Funrula, she's like, guys, I have a buzz. Oh my God, I'm being bougie right now. Look at me. I'm so much more fun than Joellen, right, guys? Look at me, Funrula. So they sit and they're like, wow. She's like, oh, wow, Rosie Woods, you outdid yourself. Adirondack chairs with a view of the sea. Wow, this is just the nicest thing we ever done did, except for me. I mean, I have a seawall in my backyard, but this is nice too.
So Ashley and Rosie go walk to the water station, and Rosie's like, okay, so I was with Liz, obviously, and you came up, and I know she was just basically like, the first time I met Ashley, she snubbed me. I'm going to kill the bitch, like literally take her on a fishing boat, throw her over while I still have the boat. So yeah, you don't pay attention to her, so you're not even trying. That's what she said. So Ashley's like, oh God, oh geez, now what do I do? And Rilla goes, they're having some side combos over there. Here's all I heard. Like. I don't know.
Doing that, she's like, look at them, those young women just saying like all the time. God, they can't even speak right. So then basically Ashley says, you know, my mom always said that when she was younger that people mistook her shyness for bitchiness. I think that's what's happening here. I'm just like truly shy in front of some people, especially the scary ones. So I'm going to work on it.
All right. Let me ask you a question. I really want to help Pizza Baba. Okay, so I grow a Pizza Baba with Billy. You know, I got all these ideas and I want to show up. I could do it. You know, like, I'm not just a girl that's from Superior Bakery, which my grandfather started. Everyone knew him in Rhode Island. You know, I'm just not someone who's going to do your laundry all day. You know what I mean?
So what do you mean? You're the name. You're the Pizza Mama. You invented it. You designed it. I don't want to do it.
And Alicia's like, no, none of it's in my name, though, FYI. She's like,
but you have to demand it. It's up to you to demand it.
She's like, so Ashley says, well, have you ever had a conversation about it? And so then they decide that they're going to do some role playing, where Kelsey is going to pretend to be Bill, and Alicia is going to talk to Kelsey like she's Bill.
And Alicia goes, okay, I love doing this stuff. I love that Alicia's just role-playing with her friends often.
Okay, I'm Bill. Okay, so what are you going to say to Bill? Okay, look, here's the thing, Bill. I can't have sex with you all the time because it's not like I'd rather go to bed and watch Love Island. There, I said it.
yeah, I'd rather go to bed. She's like, okay, well, do you want, like, how about something more specific? He's like, okay, well, I'm not putting you on the house, Alicia, which is the thing that we're really here to talk about, not Love Island. She's, oh, yeah. Well, then I say, please, Billy, I have all these ideas, like Pizza Mama, without asking for a dollar back and knowing that I'm getting zero for like 11 years or something like that. And like, I'm giving you my whole life. And, but like at the heart of it, like you should be putting me on a house because you should want to take care of me. I'm the mother of your daughter and I love you. Isn't that enough? Like that's showing me something, huh? Isn't that enough, Billy? This is going to make me cry.
That was actually really good. You didn't even need this work. Like you have it. Yeah. So just go say that. And so Rula's like, yeah, and tell him there's intrinsic value of being a wife and a mother that you're not being compensated for. Okay. Even my kids got $9 trillion yesterday to water.
Yeah. There's an intrinsic value of being a wife and a mother. Kelsey turns around and goes, she doesn't even know what intrinsic means.
And then it comes to Alicia and Alicia's like, yeah, what was that?
But I can say in Spanish, had a great teacher.
Okay. Let me put it in layman's terms. I don't know what that is either. Okay, let me make it simple. Just because you're not actively earning an income, you're doing laundry, you're doing cooking, cleaning, whatever, helping with stuff, you got value. She's like, oh my God, Rula's so financially independent. Like, I envy that about her. I hate asking Billy for money. Like, I feel almost embarrassed or intimidated with, like, the whole financial thing. Wait, you guys, what were you talking about earlier? You know, because I saw you guys over there, you was talking. What were you saying?
Oh, we were just having a little chat. Yeah, well, what happened? Oh, well, nothing. We were talking about how Rosie and I have been very intimidated by Liz. You, that one. Oh, my God. She's looking right back at me. I should never have said her word name. I hear if you say Liz's name three times in a row, she comes through your mirror and drags you into the netherworld.
Rosie says, don't rub me into this. I did tell you on the rails, though, that, you know, sometimes you can be scary, Liz, you know, which is true. Like, you know, intimidating. But I'm not scared now. You know, sometimes. Well, okay, I'm a little scared. Liz's like, you're honest. Listen, I got this really steely exterior, but deep down, I'm super sensitive. And I think that's why, you know, I think maybe it could be partly a defense mechanism. Or partly, maybe this just be the badass bitch who will kill you if you fuck with her.
I don't really allow many people to get close, especially fast. And I've experienced so much loss in my life that I either don't want to get close to people or then I lose them and don't want to get close to people and then be disappointed by them.
Like, okay. So Liz is like,
you know, sometimes I sometimes tend to jump down people's throats, but not on purpose.
Like, so Rosie asked her, exactly. Do you think that's what happened on Saturday? And she goes,
Saturday at my party? No, I was heated. I was drunk. And I'm not proud of it. Not my finest moment.
Circumstances happen and you move on. Next, has anybody tried Liz's iced coffee?
It pairs beautifully with fruit salad. There, I'll say it. I say it. So Rosie goes, well, Alicia, you said she's always been like that. Alicia's like, with what? Like, you know, that Liz just gets mad. Why? Huh? You know, when you said she, you know, she's hoping to never react that way again, you should have said it's probably not going to change. Rosie, I wouldn't do that, doll. I wouldn't do that. We're cut from the same cement. Cloth? You got cloth? I'll take some cloth. No, you're cut from the same cloth. Why are you cutting your cloth? Why you buy cloth to cut it? See, this is what's wrong with you.
Listen, I just said what it is. Okay, don't be intrinsic. But, and Liz's like, why did you say that? And Rosie's like, because I asked, like, has she always been like this? Wait, you know what? How's that? Don't turn that around. Don't turn that around right now. Don't turn it around. She goes, oh my God, freak out, but then be cool is what she meant. Rosie, I would do that if I were you. Just keep it real. Okay. Don't do that. Okay. And so Rosie's like, okay, well, I guess she's upset that I told the truth.
Yeah. But I also kind of thought like that was, it was just like a fact that we were all acknowledging. And I guess you really can't be honest or transparent because everybody's afraid. So Alicia's
not. Oh gosh. Okay. Being honest and transparent. Lady who made up colitis to get out of being fired for fucking the boss.
And obviously pitting these two against each other. It was very Whitney Rose like. So
yeah, that's her role in this. She's just going to go try and start fights with everybody all the time.
She's like a Whitney Rose, but a Whitney Rose who's kind of disgusted by things, which I like. So Alicia says, no, I said, this is who you are. This is Liz. And, you know, they're like trying to make it something like, you know, and so Rosie goes, you just admitted you said it.
I mean, I didn't admit to shit. Don't flip like that. Don't flip that shit. Don't do that to me. Don't put shit in my mouth, okay? Unless it's a pizza chip. I'll eat a pizza chip from Superior Bakery. My grandfather started Superior Bakery. Don't even say his name. Stop talking about Superior Bakery. Because guess what? You know me like that. You know, okay, once you flip your shit, I'll never see you in the same light again. So fucking slow your roll. Because you're not hot. You don't even have a pizza chip in your name. What bakery did you work in? None, huh?
God. Oh, yeah. Now I know who you really are. Don't fuck with me. Okay. And Liz's like, it's all right, babe. Okay. No, it's not all right. It's all right because she twisted my words. All right. And I don't even know that many. So you're a fucking troll. You're a fucking troll is what you are.
Someone get him a fig Newton already. Like, you know, I don't like feeling betrayed. Like, what are you trying to do? Like, what are you trying to prove? I wasn't bashing Liz, and I don't like how Rosie twisted it. I don't like that behavior. I don't like the snakes. I don't like it at all.
She fucked me, and I'm not into that, all right? Yeah, you did fuck me.
I didn't fuck you.
What? Now, welcome to Rhode Island, bitch. Welcome to Rhode Island, bitch. This is how we roll. Look, isn't she from Rhode Island?
I know.
She, like, literally does the local news on Rhode Island. You're like, welcome to Rhode Island. I think she understands Rhode Island, I think, at this point.
I'm sorry, I just really miss watching the OC. Sometimes I have to quote it, you know? It's a great show. 20 years old.
So, you're thirsty, bitch. You're so thirsty, it's scary. Fucking whore. You're a fucking whore is what you are. I was like, whoa.
I love this. So Ashley's like, I don't even know what happened, but I want to cry.
So Alicia goes off. And he's like, Rolo tries to go after her. And Alicia's like, no, I need to get her out of here because I'm going to kill her. I'm going to kill her. No, calm down a second. Come here. Okay, come here. Okay, I got a buzz. I'm being a bit bougie right now. Okay, I apologize for yelling.
Back at the fire, Liz is like, did I miss something there? Rosie's like, I don't even know how this happened. I'm just like so starstruck by it. Like, what?
It's like, wow, this fight, it's like Denzel Washington walked in. I'm so starstruck by it.
I think she thinks that I was trying to start a problem with you, which I was, but now I'm going to act like I didn't. And I just don't know why she doesn't realize that I'm not starting a problem with you.
Oh, yeah. I could hear you over there. I could hear you. You know what? I could handle what? 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 I was just saying you tried to do something you shouldn't have done. You know, like you just did the most grossest thing ever. Okay. It was the most grossest. Like, thank you for showing me your cards. Thanks for showing me your cards.
Okay. Liz isn't upset about anything. It's okay. It doesn't matter. How she twisted things, it's what's weirding me out. Okay. It's like driving on bridges. Who does that? Right? Because people like that. They're just like a little troll, like snake eyes, but like that's just not my style. Okay. You know what? I'm a local road, you're a highway. Get out of here.
I feel really bad for Rosie because, like, this is a demonstration of Alicia's going to defend Liz, you know? And I don't know. It's not that deep. It's nutso. I've never seen anything like this all my entire life.
She's like, I would never have said it if I thought you would react this way. Like, Jesus.
Yeah. But I didn't like the way you looked. Okay. I don't like the way you looked. Yeah. You look like a pizza chip with eyes. Okay. And pizza chips shouldn't talk.
Yeah. Your eyes look sneaky. You just get a sneaky little troll. It's like, well, maybe I'm like, maybe because I'm in the middle of the smoke. It's like,
no, I don't like snakes either. And you're a snake though. You're a snake and a troll. Okay. Snake troll person.
All right, Alicia, come here. Listen, Alicia.
So Liz goes after Alicia.
Come on, Alicia, what's going on over here?
She lies. That freaks me out. Like, I don't like that shit, okay?
Liz goes,
what's happening? Hey, by the way, do I have chocolate on my mouth? She goes, no, you know what? Like, I feel like I'm drooling too. Am I drooling?
What happened to you is what happened to me Saturday night. I had the exact response. Worse, actually. In some ways, my storyline's a little bit better than yours. And I regretted it the next day.
No, I'm not going to regret it. I promise you that.
Yeah, but your reaction, you might regret it.
No, not with her. No, I was too loyal to her, too. You know, I don't give a fuck, but I'm like, not with her.
So then Ashley's like, well, that was shocking for me to see. And Rosie's like, shocking for me to experience. Jesus. I guess that's her thing, is that she just says Jesus at the end of everything when she's dismayed. Jesus.
They're all just cracking up that Alicia is losing it. It's like one little thing, and now Alicia's going to scream and yell for the rest of the night. They're cracking up because it really is funny. And so now they come back because Liz has calmed her down. And Kelsey's like, yeah, Rosie just exaggerates and manipulates stories. And, you know, don't keep talking about nonsense. You get what you get. So they come back and Alicia's like, you know what? I tell Liz exactly how I feel. She goes, I didn't say you didn't. Yeah, you just acted weird. And I don't like what you did. You know what? You distracted me tonight. You distracted me.
You distracted me. It's like, well, I'm sorry I disrespected you. I didn't mean to. Well, then learn from that. It's like, well, I think you misinterpreted it. No, I didn't. It's like, well, I think it had an intrinsic thing. I just said that to confuse you. What, huh? What, what?
Where am I? Where's Where intrinsic? Am I?
How do we get into it?
Oh, my God. Huh? Can we go talk about it? She goes, oh, you know what? Like, I'd rather you tell me sorry. Like, just say sorry. She's like, just come talk to me. And so they walk away. Now Liz is like, oh, God, why you gotta walk over there to talk about it?
So Alicia's like, Rosie, you just threw me for a fucking loop. She's like, I don't understand. I had a whole conversation with Liz on the way here. And I said, a lot of times I feel intimidated by you. And I feel like people walk on fucking eggshells with you. She's like, well, she knows that. Exactly. So I was like, why is it okay to call me out? But you're not going to call her out?
So Rula's like, where's the verve? Give me some of that. They're like, is there any more? It's bougie Rula.
Okay, back to me, Rosie. Can you just understand that I'm not coming from a bad place? What, like Cranston? No, I'm literally don't even live there. Okay, well, if you say you're sorry, I'm good. Good. Well, I'm really sorry. And I just don't want us to not be friends. I just don't want it to be like you secretly fucking hating me.
Like, I don't hate you. I don't hate you. What are you talking about? Okay, we're good. Are you good? Okay, because I can get over shit. I can get over it. Okay, you can't though, right? Because you got to work past this shit.
You know what? I'm a sensitive Alicia. Gangsta. Yeah, all of a sudden, Alicia's like, no, I love you.
Get over it. What are you mad about?
I had a Fig Newton. You weren't watching. I had a Fig Newton. I feel so much better. Sometimes I have a temper. I forgive easily. All you have to do is say sorry. You know, if I had my peppermint oil, I probably would have been more calm. The smell, you know, it calms me down. It's like, you know, Mary Catherine Gallagher's, you know, you put your fingers in your armpits and you smell. I can't even do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. It's too much.
So now they hug and everyone's like, oh my God, did she just hug her? And they go, God, this is record time in flip flop world. And she goes, yeah, that's why we call Cece the flip flop. That's why we call her that.
And that's where it ends. It's hilarious. That was a very funny fight, mainly because it was Alicia talking the entire time. And just hearing her talk is hilarious to me.
So silly. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. That brings us to the end. We'll see you tomorrow for some more recoppage. Oh, actually, tomorrow's going to be a little late. It's not going up till tomorrow night because I will be traveling. Okay. Just put out the word. We'll talk to you next time, everybody. Love ya.
Bye. Oh, kisses. Besos.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
Whip up a meringue. It's Amanda E. Lemon.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with
Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's not a McBee, she's a McBride. Jess McBride.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arns?
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is sweet. Well, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Can I have a Kavanaugh? It's Anna Kavanaugh.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Shrouse.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.